If your morning starts with snap, crackle, pop, and it's not your cereal, call Joint Relief Institute for fast-lasting joint pain relief. And yes, it's covered by Medicare. 708-888-0000.
Had a long day yesterday. Went to a senior citizen facility. We're scouting new places for my folks. Pretty sure they're going to have to move. Dad needs more assistance than the place that cares for him currently can render. So that's a lot of fun. We've been scouting it out. And if you want some expertise on what's available out there, I'm your boy. And I can tell you that if you can find something for under $17,000 a month, jump. So having scouted the place out, then I went back to where my folks are currently staying. And I thought, you know, on the way I was going to get there around supper time, I'll pick up some Wendy's because they don't especially like the food. And frankly, these places that are asking for $15,000 or $22,000 a month for our parents do not serve good food. It's amazing. Anyway, so I thought I'll pick up some Wendy's. So I got some Wendy's, a couple burgers and some fries, and I put them in a bag, and then I got to my folks' house. When I got to my folks' place, they were sitting there in their chairs watching TV on 12, and I said, hey, I got some food here. Why don't we eat that? But it was cooler now than I wanted it to be, so I put it in the microwave. I forgot to take the sandwiches out of the aluminum-wrapped foil, and I hit the button, and then my dad wanted me to do something, so I go over and I'm handling my dad, and then I come back, and I look in that little window, and there's a fire inside the microwave. Ugh. I've never had that happen before. I open it up, and there's just flames coming in. At this very time, there was actually one of the caregivers at the facility they stay at that was tending to something with my mom and dad as well. So the lady's working with my mom and dad, and I open the door up, and there's just flames shooting out of the microwave. And I go, oh, crap, what am I going to do? So I grab an oven mitt, and I swoosh it out of there, and it falls on the floor. And now I'm stomping it with my foot. The amount of smoke and kind of charcoal-y black
fumes
tissue that just comes out kind of enveloped the kitchen area. But I was able to stomp it all out. And then I squished it up, and I threw it in the trash can, forgetting that the aluminum foil was super hot now. So then I go to the sink just to get some water, and I look over, and the trash can is on fire, flames shooting out. And I think, there's 198 residents at this place, and they're all going to get a shower in about 4 seconds. So then I look for a container to pour water into the garbage can, but there's no container. So I'm now taking hands full of water from the sink and I'm splashing it over into the garbage can. And eventually the fire goes out. More smoke billows out of the garbage can. And I look over and my parents knew nothing about any of this. Completely oblivious to the whole thing.
Oh, man.
They don't see and hear as well as they used to. Mm. I was dancing around the kitchen. We had two separate fires 9 feet from them in their Barca loungers. No clue.
Did the smoke alarm go off?
It did not, which makes me think, hey, y'all.
Yeah, what up?
Not that I wanted the smoke alarm to go on, but we had two fires here. And there's smog in the kitchen. And the kitchen is not very big. It's open air next to mom and dad.
That's concerning.
So maybe we need to do something about that. But in the meantime, everything then. So then I swept up the debris, closed the lid on the garbage can. And when the lady turned around to see me, she says, okay, see you later. Walked out, had no idea that we'd had one alarm fires going on just steps away. I will grant her. I mean, I think the people that tend to my parents there are very, very nice, very patient, more so than my siblings and I. And when you're working with my dad, he needs your full attention. but mom was sitting right there and had no idea.
Sounds like an episode of Three's Company. Did Mr. Roper come down and put the fire out?
I thought, God, John, what are you doing? This is a bad sitcom scene. This is the sort of thing where you go, oh, that's not going to happen.
No.
I apologize for laughing at it, but wow, that could have been awful.
It kind of was. I thought, damn, they really do catch fire. Mm-hmm. And then when you got to put out that is very, very hot, I guess, cheeseburger from Wendy's that I never got to enjoy. And so then I just set it in there, and they got the plastic liner and some, you know, old paper towels and whatever in there. And boom. So have a fire extinguisher ready. Check your fire alarms. Blah, blah, blah. 630. John Williams, we're not going to be able to let you be unsupervised anymore. Not after that microwave incident. No kidding. I'm able to sit up, take fluids, and vote in elections, but I don't think I should be allowed anymore to operate a microwave. Is it Reed on line one? Hey, Reed, you're on WGN Radio. Good morning, Reed.
Good morning, John Williams. I just had to call you because I was, you know, I'm driving and I'm listening to your story, and I thought I was listening to an audio book. It was just, I was captivated. I was hanging on your every word with this story. It was brilliant. I mean, and it, all I could think of was a episode of Fawlty Towers with John Cleese running around like a knucklebone, you know. That was just the best. I've listened to you forever, like forever, and that was probably the best story you've ever told.
Well, I'm here to serve.
It was brilliant.
You know, I have to tell you, though, I have to tell you, you mentioned the British comedies, and as I was driving home, I thought I was Mr. Bean. I was, you know,
no, you
I was the
John
guy with
Cleese.
The turkey on his head. I was the guy at the cosmetics counter in the movie. I was like, I was the worst version of myself. I was so hapless, you know, happily trying to make the world better.
That was if I die tomorrow, that's the best effing story I've ever heard.
All right.
It was funny, but get them out of that nursing home.
I'm telling you. No, get me out of the nursing home. Well, I'm the one that almost burned it to the ground.
Reed, that's priceless.
You have a good day. Yeah. Thank you for listening. Thank you for your kind words. This is your future if you're not there yet. I'm just telling you.